Coming to Riverside Park Friday, Cambridge celebrates Canada Day as returning to a live event for the first time in 2 years since the pandemic started. We've added a few things to it to make it bigger and better, said Ryan Maringer, committee chair of the event. Maringer is anticipating a larger crowd this year as things return to back to what the original Canada Day celebrations were in Cambridge, and not a virtual event. The organizers are excited about this year's music lineup, with a feature from the Practically Hip, known as Canada's biggest Tragically Hip tribute band. We have a great lineup on the stage this year, better than we've ever had. The day starts out with a popular fishing derby at 8 a.m. and ends with a bang, as they plan to make the fireworks show bigger this year. We've put extra money into our fireworks show this year, so the finale is going to be even more spectacular than it's ever been in the past. So the last 3 minutes of the fireworks are going to be a spectacle. Fireworks start at 10 p.m. this Friday, July 1st. The Canada Day event runs until 11 p.m. with food trucks and vendors. Returning to King Street this year as the annual parade, that Maringer said they haven't been able to run since 2017, due to road closures and the pandemic. The parade starts at 11 a.m., marching from Bishop Street, turning onto King Street and running down to Eagle Street. Spectators are encouraged to come early to grab a spot to watch the parade. New this year, Maringer mentioned the Midway runs 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday and will also be open Saturday in the park for families to enjoy. The car show will take place from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. Friday in Riverside Park. A kids' area, with some new attractions, runs from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. and will feature Dave Soffa's Portraits of Honor. Bands will fill the park with music until late into the evening, ending with a performance from Bibnoxious at 8:45 p.m. It will be a day full of activities for the family to enjoy, Maringer said.